This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz, and with me on the line, I have a very special guest that I'm going to introduce to you in just a few minutes, and prepare to be wowed. She is an amazing and talented author. Today, I want to thank our sponsor, the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show wants to specifically thank Sony Pictures featuring the movie Smurfs: The Lost Village. Be sure to check out this Christian study guide for this movie on our show notes page. This is podcast number 20, and the movie is at affirmsfilms.com, where you can also get the study guide there. Today, I also want to tell you how you can get this podcast directly delivered to you 24/7, and that is if you have any internet connection or a smartphone. So let's start with the internet. If you are online, go to ultimatehomeschoolradioshow.com and look for the podcast, and you'll see a RSS feed or an iTunes button. You can click on that and subscribe. You can go directly to the show and download it on your computer to listen to later or just listen online. You can also use a smartphone. Go to any podcast app, whether you have an Android or an Apple device, it does not matter, and you can get this same thing. Go to your podcast app, and you can either search for Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, where you will find many shows on this network, or specifically for this show at Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. And make sure you follow the feed and give us a star rating. What that does is twofold. It lets us know how you like our shows, and it also allows our show to be found by other people. And we really want to get some good Christian content out there. So today I am going to introduce someone who I met not too long ago, and she has become a dear friend. She's very like-minded and just has a heart for helping people, and that is Jan Bedell with thebraincoachtips.com. Jan has a podcast on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and I want to introduce her to all of you. Welcome, Jan.
Hi, Felice. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm excited that you are a podcaster on this network because I had been looking and praying for someone who would fill the spot that was very much needed. In fact, as I shared with you, Jan, that was our number one requested podcast, was someone who could help struggling learners. And I had talked to quite a few people, and no one really hit me as being the person that the Lord wanted to hold the spot until I met you at a wasn't it like a meet and greet at one of the homeschool conventions, I believe?
Yeah.
Of all places, right? Because when we're at conferences, we're so busy. And we were one of the last to leave. My husband and I don't know if you guys are like this, but we always dread going to these things. You know, like we're tired, we set up that day, or it was the first day of convention, I can't even remember. And you're exhausted and you're thinking, oh, gosh, I need to go and meet other speakers and vendors and it will be a good thing. But all I want to do is crawl into PJs and get under the covers. And so I was so blessed because you were like the main person that I was excited about getting to meet. And it was really at the end, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, so I think you were headed out the door and then we got introduced and kind of started talking there. I really thought it was a God thing.
Oh, it was. It really was. Because I'd heard of Little Giant Steps before, but I didn't know that you were the person behind that. And Little Giant Steps is the company that Jan owns and runs along with the wonderful staff. And it's littlegiantsteps.com. Neurodevelopmental Innovations, and you can visit her website. And I love it because when I go to your website, I see podcasts with Dr. Jan Bedell. So, Jan, you are very credentialed, and I want to talk about that as well. But before we get into the business aspect of it, let's talk about just a little bit about you and your family and that you were a homeschool mom.
Yes, I was. Actually, I've been married to my junior high sweetheart. We're coming up on 43 years.
Wonderful.
Yes, I have two daughters. You know, when I was in high school, I just wanted to be a wife and mother. My dad, of course, said, after high school, you go to college. And so I thought, well, if I have to go to college, I'm going to major in home economics education and child development because I want to be a wife and mother. So I did that. I got a kindergarten endorsement just in case I needed to work. And, of course, I did right away. I taught for a couple of years in public school. Actually, my first class had three children in it, so it was almost like homeschooling from the very beginning. But I didn't know anything about homeschooling until later on. I have two daughters, Alyssa and Janae. And Janae's my oldest. She's the one that kind of got me into this work. And unfortunately for us, she's graduated to heaven about 2.5 years ago. But great for her. She's the one that had special needs, so she doesn't have any special needs anymore. Aww. So, my family is I have a son by marriage. His name is Scott. And been really fortunate, didn't realize the blessing when I got married that being a grandmother is going to be. I know you know that blessing as well. You have more than I do, but my grandchildren are 5, 3, and 6.5 months, and they were all born at home.
Wow. That is wonderful. And Jan, you've also podcasted recently about your daughter, and we will put that link in the show notes here as well when that goes out. So I'm looking forward to hearing about it because it's always tough to lose someone, and I can't even imagine losing a child. And you really have your story really about how you got started is so tied to your daughter. So could you just, I know you're going to go into it in depth in your podcast, but just give us a little bit how you went on to get the training you needed so you could help her.
Yes, I was a public school teacher, and so that's really all I knew. That was, you know, trained in the 70s, and we went through a series of things to help her, private school, public school. She started with ECI, early childhood intervention, when she was just a baby. And so we'd been schooling her for a long time. But when we moved to Dallas, that's when God showed me about homeschooling. I had never heard of it before. And we went to a church, and the very next week they were having a homeschool kind of information kind of thing. And so I thought, well, I'll go find out about that because we didn't have access to the private school anymore that was in the other city where we live. So it was just really an amazing thing how God showed me about how to homeschool. And then we did that for 5 years with the traditional approach, and she made some progress, but I was about to give up. And, you know, when you're just about to give up, God usually comes in and saves the day. And he showed me the neurodevelopmental approach, which I had never heard of. And it made so much difference in her life just right away that I started being trained in that work. And basically God said, take a left right here. I'm changing everything. And I want you to tell more people about this because they're looking for it. And I could really relate to that message because I've been looking for something to help her for 15 years.
Mm. and that really had worked for you. And, you know, basically that's what your podcast is about. The Brain Coach Tips gives parents information about how to look for, you know, the strengths and weaknesses that your child has. And Jan gives you great information. And she also directs you to her website where there is additional information. And one of the great things that you will find on her website is a way that you can get some free auditory processing information, as well as some of the things. Oh, I just went to your site and something played because I wanted to get that one link for you. But I will put that link in the show notes. But you can get an auditory processing kit, as well as some other things that will help you in kind of evaluating. But they can also call in, right, and get information from someone on your staff.
Yes, and one thing we found over the years is the auditory processing has gotten lower and lower and lower in our society, and I believe it's just pretty much epidemic proportion now, because it controls or it affects many, many things. I mean, it affects behavior and following directions and staying on task and the ability to think in the big picture, you know, cause and effect. And so It's affecting everything, husbands and wives, their communication, and really seeing the big picture government-wise, so that we make wise decisions in our voting. I'm seeing that as a real challenge. And, of course, every time the symptoms happen and there's enough of people that have these symptoms, they come up with labels for it. And really, it's just something easy to work on and easy to fix. And as Christians, we're called to raise up leaders. And this is one area, if you have good processing, you're going to create good leaders. And it really makes homeschool a whole lot easier when your children are processing well. So thank you for telling them about that test kit, because it'll tell them where they are and then some things to do to help them get to the next level.
Right. And, you know, her podcasts are amazing. I listen to them, and so many others do. And, you know, just some of the topics: 3 keys to learning anything, demystifying auditory processing, you know, which is what you were talking about just recently, dyslexia dilemma, dyslexia roller coaster, understanding the foundation of learning, learning styles, how God made us different, avoiding labels, which I love, because it seems like, you know, it's an alphabet soup of stuff. And then, you know, she's such a drama queen, you know, why children act out. And sometimes there is a, you know, an underlying issue there. And then ADHD, drug-free solutions. I mean, I can go on and read all. You've got quite a few podcasts there. But, you know, each one of those is engaging, and I think will really help parents when they are looking for answers, and such a good thing. Well, Jan, we are going to take a really quick commercial break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about some things that have to do with your homeschooling, and what some of the things that you enjoyed, some of the things that were a challenge, and I think these will really help our listeners. We'll be right back.
Now, the Blue Crew is back.
Let's go have some fun.
In their first fully animated adventure.
Nailed it.
To escape a dangerous, undiscovered world, the Smurfs will have to team up with a whole new tribe.
A village full of girls.
Hey,
freak out!
Smurfs, The Lost Village, rated PG, exclusively from Affirm Films. Get a free Bible-based discussion guide. Visit AffirmFilms.com to download it for free and enjoy great discussions with your whole family about the importance of purpose, friendship, honesty, and loyalty, as seen in Smurfs, The Lost Village, now playing.
Well, hey, everyone, and welcome back. This is an episode of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. This is episode 20, and today I have a featured guest, and that is Jan Bedell. Jan has a podcast, braincoachtips.com, as well as an invitation to visit her on her website, where you can also get some free test kits as well as lots of great information, and that's littlegiantsteps.com. And you'll find links to these websites as well as her social media on our show notes page, again, at ultimatehomeschoolradioshow.com. Well, Jan, before we went to break, we were discussing and sharing just a little bit about you and your podcast and your products, but I want to talk about homeschooling and, you know, sharing with our listeners what is one thing that you really loved about homeschooling.
Well, it was very interesting because, of course, I was a certified teacher, but with the neurodevelopmental approach, I had to learn to do things differently. One thing that I did that was kind of unique is I was homeschooling a family with three of their children where the mom was not able to homeschool because she was ill with cancer. So that was kind of an interesting kind of dynamic there. But the thing I think I love the most about homeschooling is learning true history. And when I was in school, I hated history. You know, names, dates, didn't mean anything. But right away, God showed me the principal approach history, and I just felt like it was like educating two generations at the same time because I learned to love and understand the providential history of that God was involved and he caused things to happen, and it was just amazing to go through that kind of learning phase. I'm kind of a learner anyway, but so that was my most fun part.
I love it. And for me, it was science, and I hated science as a kid. I think maybe the Lord picks the one thing we don't like, and he teaches us through our letting go and letting him, you know, be the leader of our home school, what we can do with that. And I love that. And in fact, had someone who was with the principal approach on Mommy Jammies Night, which you are going to be a guest of upcoming. Mommy Jammies Night is a once-a-month podcast that is on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and Jan was asked by Gina Glenn, who runs that, to be a featured speaker, and I'm looking forward to that, and that's all encouragement. So I can't wait. Jan, you're going to do a great job on that as well. And thank you for your availability. I guess if you don't do enough conference speaking, which, by the way, can they get your schedule on your website of where you're going to be if you're listening and you want to meet Jan in person?
Yes, you can go to our services, and the first thing there is 2017 conferences, and that will let them know which conferences I'm going to be at this season.
Great. And if you're listening in 2018 or 2019, we hope to still be around. That will be updated. And, you know, God willing, as long as he has us doing this, right?
So, exactly.
okay. And then, you know, one of the other things I want to ask, and I know these are, you know, more along the lines of, you know, really people want to know this, but they do. Because I get asked this question often, and more than you would know, like, you know, by younger moms especially, you know, and that is, what is the one thing you wish that you had known before you began homeschooling? Is there something that you think would have made your life easier or something that would have been beneficial?
Well, actually, it is what I'm trying to get the word out about, and that is, if I had known about the neurodevelopmental approach to life, to learning, to homeschool, it would have made everything easier. Because what the neurodevelopmental approach is helping you build the good foundation in your brain, because the brain controls everything we do. So really, education starts there. And there's several cultural things that we're doing that I talk about on my podcast that are actually slowing down the development or even stopping it, so that school is a lot harder for several children, lots of children. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like there's an epidemic of struggling learners, and I really believe it has to do with these cultural practices. So if parents know about the neurodevelopmental approach, then they can make them go through these stages and help their brain work better, so that I call it like being on high-speed internet instead of dial-up. A lot of people...
Great analogy.
Yeah, they may not even know about dial-up these days. The young moms that are listening to this, but it was painful, the dial-up. But the same computer hooked up to dial-up and high-speed internet, that makes all the difference in the function. And that's what we do with our products. Like, God led me to design something so that little guys that are 3 and 4 years old, they go through these developmental stages working on their brain organization and their processing, where their visual and auditory can be raised to make phonics work easier. I mean, I have people all the time say, I'm on my fourth phonics program and it's not working. You know, they're still not able to read. And so I'm saying phonics isn't the problem. It's the processing. And I have a I have a podcast on that, and actually one on making reading easier that's coming up really soon.
Right.
So you could look for that.
Oh, that's wonderful. And just on an aside, what about people as they age? Because they seem to be pushing all of these, you know, products that you can take to help with your brain and memory and things like that. Would neurodevelopmental training help with people as they age with memory?
It would, absolutely. And our brain changes all the time, and you know this because a stroke victim would not gain function because that damaged part unless the brain can change at any age. And so there's we actually have something called memory in motion for adults that can help you keep your brain working well so that your function is better all through life.
Okay, I'm going to be ordering that because just on a sad note, my husband's side of the family, a lot of them struggle with memory issues, and one of his uncles that he's the most like had to go to an assisted care living just because, you know, he wasn't able to function very well. And they're not, you know, like everyone wants to call it dementia, but it's not necessarily dementia. It could be, you know, just an aging process, because we really hate the labels. But I remember when I noticed after a surgery that his dad, my husband's, my father-in-law, didn't snap back very well after the anesthesia. And I talked to a friend of ours who is a surgeon, and he explained that after, I don't know if it's all surgeries or some surgeries, but they put a short-term memory block. Which, why would they do that on aging people? I don't know. But it's to help them forget anything they might remember from the surgery that would be traumatic. And I think the reason behind it is good, the outcome not so much, and that really affected his short-term memory. And, you know, again, it's not like there's going to be a lawsuit or there's any way you could really prove it other than living with him. It snapped back a little bit, but nowhere near as sharp as he was, and basically ended up losing his license. He no longer can drive. So I'm wondering if some of these little, you know, this would be an important thing. And also for my husband and I, as we get older, because I know I have to write everything down, or which I've always had to do that. But, you know, you seem to not be able to recall as well as you could in the past. So I think that's great for all of us. So I'm going to be looking for that, Jan. Okay. So learn something new today. What would you miss? What do you miss? I guess is more adequate, because you're done homeschooling, right? So what would you miss about homeschooling?
Well, actually I'm in a unique situation because we are a multi-generational household, so my grandchildren actually live with us, and I office from home, So I can just go in and work with them. We've got Montessori type activities that we've created for them because they're just preschoolers. And then we also use the Early Learning Foundations program that I created at Little Giant Steps to help them with their brain organization and processing. And so that's got neurodevelopment and math built into it. So I guess I was always a homeschool, I mean, I was always a preschool teacher. And so I get to teach preschool. That's kind of cool.
That is cool, yeah. I was sharing with you before we went on air that I was working with my grandchildren as well and just really enjoyed it yesterday. They were over and we were doing some academic work and they had the best time and I had the best time and we completely forgot about lunch. So my daughter got back and she said, when I left at 10:30, everybody was hungry and we still hadn't had lunch yet. And it was because they were so engaged and I was engaged and it's always fun. So that is so cool that you can still keep your hand in homeschooling and also that you've created wonderful product for your, you know, your grandchildren as well. What a blessing, really, Jan, to have that opportunity.
It's really wonderful to see the neurodevelopment from day one mm-hmm. come along and really help them. One example that I'll give you right quick is something that we did with my grandchildren where they always grabbed our thumbs and were raised up, so they're working on their hand strength. And very early, they held their pencil correctly. So instead of saying, hold your pencil right, there's things that you can do like that along the way that just make homeschooling a whole lot easier.
Wonderful. And that's in your program? Is it the Early Learning Foundations program that you have?
Yes. And in the podcast, I talk about that as well.
Wonderful. All right, well, everybody head over there and go to braincoachtips.com and follow that podcast. I know I've told so many people about it and also look to find out where Jan is going to be and visit her at the in-person events and what a blessing that will be as well. So we are going to be ending now, but do you have any last words for our listeners before we end?
I just want to encourage everyone that you're on the right track when you're homeschooling. Sometimes you probably have the question, should I still be doing this or should I have ever started this? I think this is the best thing ever for all children. So especially the ones that are struggling, they need that one-on-one. They need the person that loves them to be involved with them. You just need the tools that you are searching for to be able to help them the most. And that's one of my missions in life is helping to equip you.
That's wonderful. And I so thank you and appreciate you for, you know, pouring your heart back into not only did you work with your own daughter and your children, but also that you created this wonderful, curriculum and resources that can help other parents. Because I know those that have struggling learners, there are so many of us out there. And even with my education, I have a certification in specific learning disabilities, early childhood education as well. I was really stumped. They taught us with an undergrad degree just what to look for and how to work to their strengths. They didn't tell us how to build up their weaknesses, and that's what you're doing, Jan. And that is so wonderful, you know, to know that this can be fixed. It's not something you have to live with forever or have accommodations forever. It actually your brain can be retrained to really work better and faster. And for that, I thank you.
Well, you're welcome. It's really a privilege to see lives changed.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Well, thanks so much. Thanks for listening to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. And thank you to our sponsor, Sony Pictures, featuring the movie Smurfs: The Lost Village. Be sure to check out the Christian Study Guide for this movie on our show notes page at Podcast 20, featuring Dr. Jan Bedell, and at affirmsfilms.com. And visit Jan at braincoachtips.com and also her website, littlegiantsteps.com. Thanks again, Jan, for coming on, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at mediaangels.com and thevintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.